This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, first off, wanted to thank Shay for filling in for me last week. Always helpful. We're going to start off today with North Carolina festivals and events. Coming up July 30th, we've got the Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. Then we move into August, believe it or not. Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 5th, Kannapolis Movies in the Park. August 5 and 6, Salisbury Summer Sip. August 12th and 13th, Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 13th, Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. August 13th and 14th, Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 20th, Hot Nights Cool Rides Car Show in Forest City. August 21st, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. August 25th through the 27th, Winterville Watermelon Festival. Then August 27th, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary and the Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. Taking a look at some of the music festivals around the state. Through August 6th, we've got the Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. Through August 7th, it is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. It's in Brevard in Transylvania County. August 4th through the 6th, we've got the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. Now, since 1928, the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival has presented a wide repertoire from old-timers as well as the newest generation of mountain musicians, dancers, and cloggers whose performances echo centuries of Scottish, English, Irish, Cherokee, and African heritage. The festival site is the Diana Wortham Theater. Also, August 4th through the 6th, it is the Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. What was originally a weekend get-together and friends and pickers has evolved into a three-day family event on the Tar River that's in its 19th year. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets. The festival site is Green Hill Road. August 5 and 6, it's the Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. The festival was started by local folk rock band Time Sawyer to raise money for restoration of the Reeves Theater in Elkin and continues as a broader benefit to the community. The festival site is Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. Also, August 5th and 6th, Olabel Reed Music Festival in Lansing. The celebration, named for the acclaimed singer-songwriter, presents bands from the Americana, bluegrass, old-time, country, and folk traditions. The festival site is the Lansing Creeper Trail Park. August 11th through the 13th, we've got Soulshine Farm Music Festival in Green Mountain. In addition to three music stages reflecting old and new mountain ways, the weekend is to include hiking, camping, and workshops on topics ranging from songwriting and contra dancing to an edible plant hike, sacred geometry, and sword battle. It's in its third year. Festival site is Sunshine Organic Farm. Okay, the Warehouse Blues Concert Series is about to wrap up at Durham Central Park. This is a free Friday evening concert, 5:30 to 7:30. July 29th is the final show of the series. It is Samantha Fish appearing. Blues guitarist and songwriter Samantha Fish, now in her mid-20s, started out playing drums. The Kansas City Star says Fish has built an international reputation as a powerhouse blues rock musician with an enormous voice and tremendous skill as a guitarist. She also combines the artful sensitivity of Bonnie Raitt and the effortless swagger of the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards. Okay, the American Tobacco Back Porch Music Series has four more events left on this free concert series. It's on Thursday evenings through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. July 28th, The Stray Birds with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. August 11th, it is the Black Lilies with John Stickley Trio. August 25th, the Gibson Brothers with Hank Patty and the Current. And then the final in the series is held on September 8th, Dom Fleming's duo with the South Carolina Broadcasters. Okay, Oak City 7 and Pickin' in the Plaza. July 28th. On Pickin' in the Plaza, Old Habits and the Carmonas. August 11th, the Outliers and Jonah Riddle and Carolina Express. August 25th, Christiane and the Strays and Fireside Collective. And the schedule for the rest of the Oak City 7 series. August 4th, Craven Mellon, the Balsa Gliders and Cahill's Power of the Tongue. August 18th, Casey Tindall, The Nasty Habits, and The Roman Spring. Final in the series, September 1st, The Soul Psychiatric celebrates the life and music of Prince, Captain and the Keels, and Louder Still. Okay, some other free or low-cost outdoor music events around the Triangle. Music Off Main Downtown Concert Series in Garner. This series continues August 15th and September 20th. Shows are 6 to 9 and held on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center. Again, that's August 15th and September 20th. Music on the Main at South Point in Durham, held every Saturday night through September 3rd at the Cinema Circle at South Point Mall. Got light jazz, beach music, contemporary music, and more. Shows are 6 to 9. Center stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham, event formerly known as On the Lawn, is a three-hour music festival held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids' zone. Everything is being held on the front lawn of DPAC. All shows start at 6. Upcoming dates include September 20th and October 4th. Find your cool summer concert series. These free concerts in downtown Durham's CCB Plaza run through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7. The Brightleaf Square concert series, 7 to 9 every Friday. The Brightleaf Square Courtyard in Durham. Shows run through September 13th. Saturdays in Saxapaha, the Saxapaha River Mill Summer Series includes performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. The concerts are held each Saturday, 6 to 8, through August 27th. Apex Music and Movies in the Park Series, the events are held at the Nature Park Amphitheater. Concerts start at dusk and are scheduled for select Saturdays through September 24th. No pets or alcohol. Carolina Inns Fridays on the front porch, Chapel Hill. Enjoy live free music every Friday through October 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. A variety of food trucks are on hand as well. Last Friday's music series in Hillsboro, Old Courthouse Lawn. Last Friday of the month through September starts at 6:30. Also in Hillsboro, Weaver Street Market hosts free jazz and more music on the Weaver Street Hillsboro patio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays through July 31st. Summer Music Series in Bynum. Tickets are not needed, but a $5 to $8 donation is requested. and a hat is passed for the performers. Concerts feature gospel, folk, blues, rockabilly, and bluegrass music, 7 to 9 p.m. Weaver Street Market hosts the Jazz and More Brunch. This free outdoor series in Carrboro takes place on Sundays through October 9th, 11 to 1, on the Weaver Street Market lawn. Falls River Town Center Raleigh Summer Music Series, Thursdays through September from 7 to 9. Lafayette Village Raleigh Music on the Green, Tuesdays 6 to 9 through October. Mordecai Park Music on the Porch, 4th Fridays, August through October. Pointer Place at Triangle Town Center Summer Concerts, Fridays 6 to 9 p.m., August 5th, 26th, and September 16th. And concerts at the Crossroads. This is in Clayton. Live music at Flowers Crossroads through September 4th. Okay, the Hopscotch Music Festival is right around the corner, coming up September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. More than 140 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. No increase in ticket pricing from last year, with VIP wristbands currently going for $200 and a 3-day wristband at $135. Erykah Badu and Beach House are among the 120 acts performing during the annual festival. Badu will be joined by Gary Clark Jr. Red Hat Amphitheater on Friday, September 9th. It's the first time the amphitheater has been a venue during the festival. This year's City Plaza headliners will be Wolf Parade and Y Oak on Thursday, September 8th, and Beach House, Anderson.Pack, and the Free Nationals and the Dead Tongues on Friday, September 9th. And on Saturday, September 10th, Sylvan Esso, Vince Staples, and Tuska will perform at the venue. There will be 10 other venues hosting shows from the likes of Young Thug, Andrew Bird, Television, Converge, Big Freedia, Kalela, William Basinski, Baroness, Demdike Stare, Mr. Carmack, Twin Peaks, Beach Slang, Julian Baker, Lavender Country, Tribulation, and Y.O.B. Then, of course, there's IBMA's Wide Open Bluegrass in Raleigh. Appearing at downtown Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater September 30th through October 1st, will be a lineup featuring the usual cast of IBMA regulars, Del McCurry and the Steep Canyon Rangers. Rising through breakthrough acts, Becky Buller, Darren, and Brooke Aldridge, and a few wild cards. Chief among the latter is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on a 50-year anniversary tour that draws heavily from their 1972 cross-generational landmark album, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Here's the Red Hat Amphitheater lineup for Friday, September 30th, Wide Open Bluegrass. It's Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. Now, the Soggy Bottom Boys, I'm sorry, is not the movie band or group. Saturday, October 1st at Red Hat for Wide Open Bluegrass, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and Illred Time Out, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCurry Band, and the Kruger Brothers. The Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows will feature 30 bands, including four from North Carolina, as well as acts from the United Kingdom and Italy. The North Hills Midtown Beach Music Series is starting slowly to close out. It's Thursday nights at the Commons, July 28th, Band of Oz, August 4th, The Embers featuring Craig Woolard, and then the Midtown Beach Music Finale Concert is August 11th. The next Midtown Bluegrass Concert is set for September 18th. Okay. Time for a few laughs. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. July 29th through the 31st, it is Little Duval. Duval became a regularly featured performer on three seasons of BET's Comic View and a star player on MTV's Guy Code. August 4th through the 6th at Goodnight's, Lachlan Patterson. Lachlan's laid-back style has given him a unique stage personality that has audiences charmed from beginning to end. He's been on NBC's Last Comic Standing. August 11th through the 14th, DeRay Davis. A Southside Chicago native, comedian-turned-actor DeRay Davis developed and honed a hip, sardonic, streetwise mentality. He has appeared in 21 Jump Street, Entourage, Reno 911, and Barbershop. Tickets for this show are available for online purchase only. August 19th through the 21st, D.L. Hughley, one of the most popular and highly recognized stand-up comedians on the road today. D.L. has also made quite an impression in the television, film, and radio arenas. August 25th through the 27th, it is John Reap. John made a huge name for himself when he became the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing Season 5. As an actor, John has played the pot-smoking farmer Ramus from the movie Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay and the dim-witted cop Gerald Bob from the ABC sitcom Rodney. Then Labor Day weekend, September 1st through the 4th, it's Arnaz J. To those in the know, Arnaz J. is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked-about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnaz the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View. All right, time to switch to DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets can be made available, or are made available, through the following. DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center. You can call them at 919-680-2787 or the Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, the lineup at DPAC, Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th. It's the Paul Taylor Dance Company, the final show for the American Dance Festival. Friday, August 12th, Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Saturday, August 13th, Lyle Lovett and his Large Band. Tuesday through Sunday, August 16th through the 21st, it's Disney's Newsies. Friday, September 9th, Weird Al Yankovic. Few would have guessed that Weird Al Yankovic, who as a shy accordion-playing teenager got his start sending homemade tapes into the Dr. Demento radio show and would go on to become the biggest-selling comedy recording artist in history and a pulp culture icon. Saturday, September 10th at DPAC, Seven Things I've Learned, an evening with Ira Glass, creator and host of public radio's This American Life. Glass has over 2.2 million listeners on public radio stations in the U.S., Australia, and Canada, and another 2.2 million downloading his weekly podcast. Under Glass's editorial direction, This American Life has won the highest honors for broadcasting and journalistic excellence, including five Peabody Awards. Sunday, September 11th, Leon Bridges, intense demand to see the compelling singer-songwriter's live show has been overwhelming since the release of his universally hailed Grammy Award-nominated debut album, Coming Home, released via Columbia Records last year. The Coming Home Deluxe Edition features five never-before-released songs from the Coming Home sessions. Tuesday through Sunday, September 13th through the 18th, Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots is a huge-hearted, high-heeled Broadway hit with songs by Grammy and Tony-winning pop icon Cyndi Lauper. This joyous musical celebration is about the friendships we discover and the belief that you can change the world when you change your mind. Wednesday, September 21st, Amos Lee. Amos Lee's recently released new single, Vaporize, is his first release from his forthcoming sixth full-length album. Vaporize indicates a distinct musical evolution for the critically acclaimed Philadelphia singer and songwriter. Driven by expansive production, elegant keys, and his unmistakable soulful delivery, the song immediately enchants and signals a bright new chapter for Lee. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is up next, July 26th through the 31st, North Carolina Theater and Broadway Series South present Disney's and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins. July 27th through August 7th, Steel Magnolias, part of Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series. This is at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, July 30th, Todrick Hall, Straight Outta Oz, Broadway actor, MTV star, American Idol finalist, and viral YouTube personality, Todrick Hall is putting a new twister on L. Frank Baum's most classic creation, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. With over 20 original songs, Hall brings to life this American classic like you've never seen it before. Saturday, July 30th, Carolina Ballet, Summer Intensive, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 and 7 p.m. Saturday, August 6th, it is the Carolina Music Awards. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards, of course, is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. This event will be held at Fletcher Opera Theater, 8 o'clock, Saturday, August 6th. Saturday, August 13th, Tarocco, A Soldier's Tale, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. August 17th through the 28th, Million Dollar Quartet. Part of Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series, Kennedy Theater, Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the famed recording session that brought together rock and roll icons Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins for the first and only time. On December 4th, 1956, these four young musicians gathered at Sun Records in Memphis for what would be one of the greatest jam sessions ever. Friday, August 19th, Brian Wilson presents Pet Sounds. Celebrating the 50th anniversary, Memorial Auditorium at 8 p.m., he's one of popular music's most deeply revered figures, the main creative force behind some of the most cherished recordings in rock history. Indeed, it is no exaggeration to call Brian Wilson one of the most influential composers of the last century. Friday, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend, Laugh-a-Palooza, Memorial Auditorium at 7:45. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, September 8th through the 10th, Hopscotch 2016, select Hopscotch concerts at Memorial Auditorium and Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, September 13th, Ben Folds and a Piano, the 2016 solo tour, run is reminiscent of Ben's first solo tour in 2001, when he defied skeptics by delivering a high-energy rock performance using only the intimacy of a piano. He's held audiences with a piano and no band on large stages of festivals from Coachella to Summerfest. September 15th through October 2nd, Le Mur, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Claude Debussy's iconic Le Mur, with all the dynamic energy and imagery of the sea, serves as the latest musical inspiration for choreographer in residence, Salman Raphael. Debussy created Le Mur as three symphonic sketches to evoke the essence of the ocean, and now Raphael will bring them to life with the color of Neptune's majesty. Quick look at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Friday, August 5th, the Mads are back. Trace Belew and Frank Conniff, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 stars, are taking movie riffing back on stage in their new live show. Friday, August 26th, the Beautiful Exchange musical. Join the McCrary brothers for the return of the hit gospel stage play, The Beautiful Exchange Musical. Friday, September 9th, it is Sam Bush. Grammy Award-winning multi-instrumentalist Sam Bush doesn't seem old enough to be a musical legend, and he's not, but he is. Alternately known as the King of Telluride and the King of Newgrass, Bush has been honored by the Americana Music Association and the International Bluegrass Music Association. Friday, September 23rd, the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Saturday, September 24th, it is Enter the Realm Tour. Thursday, October 6th, Julie Fowlis, Music of the Scottish Isles. Tickets start at $24. And then on Friday, October 7th, Kathleen Madigan, The Mermaid Lady Tour. Wednesday, October 12th, it is The Wood Brothers. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.